Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. The College of St. Joseph in Rutland has an undergraduate population of just 250 students, but it bills itself as the most diverse college in the state. Nearly 40% of the student body is non-white, and St. Joe's also prides itself on the STEPS program, a full-time residential program for Vermont youth transitioning out of foster care. There are currently 10 students at the college who are in that program. Paula McGee is the school's Director of Diversity and Inclusion and the Director of the STEPS program, and she joins us now to talk a little bit more about how the school thinks about culture, cohesion, and diversity. Paula, it's a pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you for having me, Jane.
Now, in a state like Vermont, that kind of diversity, racial diversity, and socioeconomic diversity is intentional. Why is that a part of what the College of St. Joseph wants to be?
It's part of our core values, the values that were established as part of the Sisters of St. Joseph's efforts when they began the college in 1956. We have a respect for all individuals. We want to include all individuals in our mission toward hospitality, and this is part of what I believe is why our diversity is so important to us.
You haven't been at the school for too long. You were brought in, I think, last spring to work on this?
I was.
And you're helping change the idea or the statement about what diversity is and what it means at St. Joseph. What does it mean?
Well, we pride ourselves on having a broad diversity, and we're moving from diversity toward inclusion. And the difference is, a lot of times diversity is seen as race and ethnicity. We want to show that inclusion allows access on the part of multiple groups to have access basically to higher education, success in life, and possibly becoming a part of the Vermont community.
So what kind of challenges does that present for your students, many of whom, as you've just mentioned, don't feel like or haven't seen access to a college education in the past?
Well, it means taking pride in what they are doing. One student mentioned to me that from Boston that on his street, maybe 6 or 7 years ago, no one had gone to college. Now, almost everyone goes to college as part of our initiative with the BASE, what we call the BASE program. It is an academic and athletic program in Boston, as well as the Boston Public Schools. So that is one thing. But the other thing is having access to different cultures, different socioeconomic groups, top-notch scholars. That gives students an opportunity to see another world that they wouldn't have come in contact with before.
So who are the students at the College of St. Joseph?
Oh, we have a great population. We have students, a large population of Cape Verdean students. Many of them are from Rhode Island. We have African American students, Dominican Republic, Haitian. We have students from Vermont, all across Vermont, Vermont commuters. We have students of multiple backgrounds, as well as socioeconomic backgrounds, which include the STEP students, as you mentioned, who have come from a very different home setting than many of our other students.
One of the things that students have to do as part of a scholarship program is to do community service in the Rutland community. What do they do, and how do Rutland community members respond to them?
This has been a great part of our diversity and inclusion initiative. We have logged 10,000 hours of community service through our provider program, and that is part of this. That's one of the scholarships that have allowed that has allowed access for some of these students. They work at the Boys and Girls Club, a senior living center, the Dream program, which is in through New York and Massachusetts, I believe. They also work with the food bank and in several other areas. Marble Valley grows. They do compost at the elementary school. So various things, various ways that they're needed here in the Rutland area.
And those 10,000 hours that they've logged of community service, that's just in a couple of years, right?
That's in 3 years.
So that's a lot. So they're doing work in the community, but you've told me that in some cases, you talk to students about places that they might feel concerns about being in Rutland or be perceived differently, often because of their skin color. So it sounds like there's good support, but not 100% support for students.
Well, not 100%. And we know that change is different. People who don't look like us are sometimes a little intimidating, or we're uncertain about those who don't look like us. We don't have many incidents. There have been some incidents based upon racial, ethnic background, but we are in conversation and working with the Rutland Police Department. Chief Kilcullen and Commissioner Larry Jensen are both working with the College of St. Joseph to help make sure that our students, those of African-American and Latino descent, don't aren't confused with other elements of the community that may have had criminal records or run-ins with the police.
You know, Paulo, when you have so many students who come from different backgrounds and different states, different countries, it could be hard to feel a sense of cohesion within the undergraduate student population. I imagine that's part of your job and your charge. So how do you do that?
Well, not just my job. It's the entire campus that is devoted to making all of our students feel at home. For example, on Wednesday, there are no classes. We call that Community Day. That's when students do their community service. They have club meetings. But one thing in particular that I like, there is a community lunch, and we eat family style. Faculty and staff go up and have lunch with students. There is a common library hour where faculty members are there to work with their students if they need to. So that's part of the community piece. But being small, we have the opportunity to know names. And that is extremely important, to have students also do what we call unintentional bumps, where they come in contact with those who are not necessarily from their particular background in ways that are not contrived, more or less, but that will get them access to other activities. Another thing that I think is great, we have started Latino Dance Night. We really enjoy that. We've learned the machata and the salsa, and we're learning quite a few cultural things. So these are some things that make students comfortable.
Paula McGee is Associate Vice President for Student Affairs and Director of Diversity and Inclusion and of the STEPS program at the College of St. Joseph in Rutland. Paula, it was a pleasure talking with you today.
Thank you, Jane.